Welcome to the AMD GPU Daily. Today is March 20th, 2026, and we have a packed episode focusing on the latest developments in the AMD GPU landscape, Linux gaming, and some intriguing industry happenings. Let's dive right in with a quick overview of today's headlines. 1. Ubuntu 26.04 enhancements. Exciting performance improvements for AMD Radeon graphics in the upcoming Ubuntu 26.04 LTS release. 2. SteamOS 3.8 preview. Major updates including KDE Plasma Desktop using Wayland by default and support for Steam Machine hardware. 3. eBay GPU scam, a cautionary tale about a high-value GPU scam that highlights the risks in the current market. 4. NVIDIA GTC 2026, key insights from NVIDIA's recent GTC event showcasing their advancements in AI and accelerated computing. Now, let's unpack these stories in detail. Ubuntu 26.04 enhancements for AMD Radeon Race. First up, the upcoming Ubuntu 26.04 LTS release is generating buzz for its enhanced performance for AMD Radeon graphics. A recent benchmark comparison between Ubuntu 25.10 and 26.04 has shown promising results. The transition from Linux kernel 6.7 and Mesa 25.2 in 25.10 to Linux 6.9 with Mesa 26.0 in 26.04 is expected to bring significant performance gains. The testing was conducted on an AMD Ryzen 9 9950X 3D paired with the AMD Radeon RX 9070 XT RDNA 4 graphics card. While there are improvements, some stability issues persist, particularly with the latest upstream driver code. This has led to hard hangs during benchmarking, limiting the range of games that could be tested. Nevertheless, the potential of further optimizations with the anticipated Linux 7.0 series is something to look forward to for AMD users on Linux. SteamOS 3.8 Preview. Next, let's talk about the SteamOS 3.8 Preview released by Valve. This update is particularly exciting for gamers and developers alike, as it brings initial support for Steam Machine hardware, alongside various enhancements for handheld gaming devices like the Steam Deck. One of the standout features is the KDE Plasma Desktop now using Wayland by default, which is a significant shift from the previous X11 support. This change aims to improve performance and compatibility across various AMD and Intel platforms. Additionally, the update includes better VRR, variable refresh rate, frame pacing, and improved screencasting support in game mode, which is crucial for streamers and content creators. The underlying architecture of SteamOS 3.8 is powered by the Linux 6.16 kernel, providing a solid foundation for the new features and optimizations. As the gaming landscape continues to evolve, these updates are a step towards enhancing the overall user experience on Linux-based systems. eBay GPU scam. In a more cautionary tale, the rise of GPU scams has reached alarming levels, particularly involving high-end models like the RTX 5090. One seller recently fell victim to a scam where a customer returned a fully functional Zotac RTX 5090 but stripped it of its most valuable components, the GPU core and memory modules, before sending it back. Scammers are becoming increasingly sophisticated, requiring specialized equipment and skills to remove components without leaving obvious traces. This incident underscores the importance of purchasing GPUs from reputable sellers and being vigilant for signs of tampering, such as mismatched screws or broken warranty seals. As demand for AI hardware continues to surge, the prevalence of such scams is likely to increase, making it essential for buyers to exercise caution. NVIDIA GTC 2026 highlights. Finally, let's shift our focus to NVIDIA's recent GTC 2026 event, where CEO Jensen Huang unveiled several groundbreaking advancements in AI and accelerated computing. One of the highlights was the introduction of the Vera Rubin architecture, which promises to revolutionize agentic AI with a full-stack computing platform. This new platform includes 7 chips and 5 rack-scale systems, emphasizing NVIDIA's commitment to extreme code sign, where software and hardware are developed in tandem. Huang also discussed the rising demand for computing power, projecting a staggering increase in demand 1 million times in recent years, which is driving NVIDIA's revenue forecasts into the trillions. A particularly interesting announcement was the introduction of the OpenClaw initiative, aimed at democratizing AI agent development. This open-source project allows developers to create personal AI agents easily, which can be deployed across various industries. NVIDIA's focus on physical AI was also evident, with partnerships announced for deploying AI in automotive and industrial applications. Closing thoughts. As we wrap up today's episode, it's clear that the landscape for AMD and GPU technology is evolving rapidly. Ubuntu 26.4 and SteamOS 3.8 are set to enhance the gaming experience on Linux, while the cautionary tales from the market remind us of the challenges we face in the current GPU ecosystem. Meanwhile, NVIDIA's GTC announcements signal a future where AI and accelerated computing are more integrated into our daily lives. Looking ahead, we can expect further innovations and improvements in GPU technology, particularly as competition heats up in the AI space. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to explore the exciting developments in the world of GPUs and machine learning. Thank you for joining me today on the AMD GPU Daily. Until next time, keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible with GPU technology.